The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with audio-described performances and movies that are available in the theaters with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview, and then later on we'll get into some more details about the more immediate offerings. For starters, upcoming plays in Raleigh or Cary. For starters, in Raleigh, we've got Measure for Measure at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, January 20th, 3 p.m. Also in Raleigh, Ash in Johannesburg at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. Mamma Mia at NC Theater on Saturday, February 16th, 2 p.m. Men on Boats at Justice Theater Project, performing at the Umstead UCC Church, and that's on Sunday, 17th of February, 3:30 p.m. Cabaret at North Carolina State University, playing in Stewart Theater, and that's Thursday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m. Charlotte's Web in Cary by the Cary Youth Applause at the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, February 24th, 3 p.m. Junie B. Jones, the Musical, at Raleigh Little Theater, also on Sunday, February 24th, and this one is at 5 p.m. We've got Marley's Three Little Birds at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, March 17th, 5 p.m., and The King and I, Broadway Series South, at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, March 23rd. In Durham and Chapel Hill, we've got Fiddler on the Roof at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, on Saturday, January 12th, 8 p.m. Miss Saigon at the DPAC on Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Jump at Playmakers Repertory Theater in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, January 29th, 7:30 p.m. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at DPAC on Saturday, February 16th, 8 p.m. Life of Galileo at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. And Dear Evan Hansen at DPAC on Saturday, March 16th, 8 p.m. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, we've got White Lightning at the Triad Stage on Saturday, February 9th, 2 p.m. And Two Trains Passing at Triad Stage on Saturday, March 30th, 2 p.m. And then in Fayetteville or Sand Hills, first we have the Second Helping, the Church Basement Ladies Sequel at Sanford's Temple Theater, January 12th, 7:30 p.m. That's a Saturday. And then Annie at the Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville on Saturday, February 9th, 2 p.m. And Trumbo at the Cape Fear Regional Theater on Sunday, March 10th, 2 p.m. Moving over to movies, the following theaters have movies with audio description, and these are all Regal theaters. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh, the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary, Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex, and White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Now, Regal Theaters have a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about the movies playing in their theaters. And the what you do is you call 844-462-7342 and just follow the menu prompts. And once again, it's 844-462-7342. And that's for finding out what your show times are at the various Regal theaters. And now let's take a look and see just exactly what Regal theaters have to offer us here. The just opening up this week is Escape Room, rated PG-13, which plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. Aquaman, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Bumblebee, also rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Second Act, rated PG-13, plays at all of these locations. Welcome to Marwen, PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Vice, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. Bohemian Rhapsody, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Creed 2, also rated PG-13, plays at North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Ben is Back, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Dr. Seuss, The Grinch, rated PG, plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, and White Oak in Garner. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Instant Family, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, and North Hills. Mary Queen of Scots, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Ralph Breaks the Internet, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. The Mule, rated R, plays at all of the theaters except for the Timberline. And The Favorite, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. So that's the movie list. We'll come back and do a little introductory material on those in a little bit here. Now, once again, the phone number to call to get your time here is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And like I said, I would be back in just a bit with a little information about these. The new movie of the week, Escape Room, rated PG-13 for some suggestive material, language, terror and perilous action, and violence. It runs an hour and 40 minutes. Six adventurous strangers travel to a mysterious building to experience the Escape Room, a game where players compete to solve a series of puzzles to win $1 million. What starts out as seemingly innocent fun soon turns into a living nightmare as the four men and two women discover each room is an elaborate trap that's part of a sadistic game of life. Mary Queen of Scots, also added rather recently, it's rated R for some violence and sexuality, runs 1 hour and 52 minutes. Mary Queen of Scots explores the turbulent life of the charismatic Mary Stuart, Queen of France at age 16 and widowed at age 18. Mary defies pressure to remarry. Instead, she returns to her native Scotland to reclaim her rightful throne. But Scotland and England fall under the rule of the compelling Elizabeth I of England. Each young queen beholds her sister in fear and fascination. Rivals in power and in love and female regents in a masculine world, the two must decide how to play the game of marriage versus independence. Determined to rule as much more than a figurehead, Mary asserts her claim to the English throne, threatening Elizabeth's sovereignty. Betrayal, rebellion, and conspiracies within each court imperil both thrones and change the course of history. Ralph Breaks the Internet is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. Video game bad guy Ralph and his best friend Vanellope von Schweetz leave the comforts of Litwack's arcade in an attempt to save her game, Sugar Rush. Their quest takes them to the vast, uncharted world of the Internet, where they rely on the citizens of the Internet, the netizens, to help navigate their way. Lending a virtual hand are Yes, that's Y-E-S-S-S, the head algorithm, and the heart and soul of the trend-making site, BuzzTube, and Shank, a tough-as-nails driver from a gritty online auto-racing game called Slaughter Race, a place Vanellope wholeheartedly embraces, so much that Ralph worries he may lose the only friend he's ever had. Now, this is an animated action-adventure film. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is rated PG-13. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. This movie matches bold storytelling with striking animation for a purely enjoyable adventure with heart, humor, and plenty of superhero action. Bitten by a radioactive spider in the subway, Brooklyn teenager Miles Morales suddenly develops mysterious powers that transform him into the one and only Spider-Man. When he meets Peter Parker, he soon realizes that there are many others who share his special high-flying talents. Miles must now use his newfound skills to battle the evil Kingpin, a hulking madman who can open portals to other universes and pull different versions of Spider-Man into our world. And this is also an animated action-adventure. The Favorite is rated R for strong sexual content, nudity, and language. It runs 1 hour and 59 minutes. Early 18th century England is at war with the French. Nevertheless, duck racing and pineapple eating are thriving. A frail Queen Anne, played by Olivia Colman, occupies the throne, and her close friend, Lady Sarah, played by Rachel Weisz, governs the country in her stead while tending to Anne's ill health and mercurial temper. When a new servant, Abigail, played by Emma Stone, arrives, her charm endears her to Sarah. Sarah takes Abigail under her wing, and Abigail sees a chance to return to her aristocratic roots. As the politics of war become quite time-consuming for Sarah, Abigail steps into the breach to fill in as the queen's companion. Their burgeoning friendship gives her a chance to fulfill her ambitions, and she will not let woman, man, politics, or rabbit stand in her way. This is biographical. It's also a comedy drama. The Mule, rated R for language throughout and brief sexuality and nudity, runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. Broke, alone, and facing foreclosure on his business, Earl Stone, played by Clint Eastwood, takes a job as a drug courier for a Mexican cartel. His immediate success leads to easy money and a larger shipment that soon draws attention from hard-charging DEA agent Colin Bates. When Earl's past mistakes start to weigh heavily on his conscience, he must decide whether to right those wrongs before law enforcement and cartel drugs catch up with him. And this is a drama and also mystery and suspense. Vice, rated R for some violent images and language, runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. Governor George W. Bush, played by Sam Rockwell of Texas, picks Dick Cheney, played by Christian Bale, the CEO of Halliburton Company, to be his Republican running mate in the 2000 presidential election. No stranger to politics, Cheney's impressive resume includes stints as White House Chief of Staff, House Minority Whip, and Defense Secretary. When Bush wins by a narrow margin, Cheney begins to use his newfound power to help reshape the country and the world. Welcome to Marwin is rated PG-13 for language, brief suggestive content, sequences of fantasy violence, some disturbing images, and thematic material. It runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. When a devastating attack shatters Mark Hogenkamp, played by Steve Carell, and wipes away all memories, no one expected recovery. Putting together pieces from his old and new life, Mark meticulously creates a wondrous town where he can heal and be heroic, as he builds an astonishing art installation, a testament to the most powerful women he knows. Through his fantasy world, he draws strength to triumph in the real one. In a bold, wondrous, and timely film from this revolutionary pioneer of contemporary cinema, Welcome to Marwin shows that when your only weapon is your imagination, you'll find courage in the most unexpected place. And this is of the drama genre. Aquaman is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. It runs 2 hours and 23 minutes. The film reveals the origin story of half-human, half-Atlantean Arthur Curry and takes him on the journey of his lifetime, one that will not only force him to face who he really is, but to discover if he is worthy of who he was born to be, a king. And this is a sci-fi action adventure. Ben is Back is rated R for language throughout and some drug use. It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. Nineteen-year-old Ben Burns, played by Lucas Hedges, unexpectedly returns home to his family's suburban home on Christmas Eve morning. Ben's mother, Holly, played by Julia Roberts, is relieved and welcoming, but wary of her son staying clean. Over a turbulent 24 hours, new truths are revealed, and a mother's undying love for her son is tested as she does everything in her power to keep him safe. Bohemian Rhapsody is rated PG-13 for language, drug content, suggestive material, and thematic elements. It runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. It is a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Singer Freddie Mercury, guitarist Brian May, drummer Roger Taylor, and bass guitarist John Deacon take the music world by storm when they form the rock and roll band Queen in 1970. Surrounded by darker influences, Mercury decides to leave Queen years later to pursue a solo career. Diagnosed with AIDS in the 1980s, the flamboyant frontman reunites with the group for the benefit concert Live Aid, leading the band in one of the greatest performances in rock history. And this is a drama and also a musical. Creed 2 is rated PG-13 for sports action violence, language, and a scene of sensuality. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Life has become a balancing act for Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan. Between personal obligations and training for his next big fight, he is up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his family's past only intensifies his impending battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa, played by Sylvester Stallone, is there by his side through it all, and together, Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's worth fighting for, and discover that nothing's more important than family. Creed 2 is about going back to basics to rediscover what made you a champion in the first place, and remembering that no matter where you go, you can't escape your history. This is an action-adventure drama. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch lends his voice to the infamous Grinch, who lives a solitary life inside a cave on Mount Crumpet with only his loyal dog Max for company. With a cave rigged with inventions and contraptions for his day-to-day needs, the Grinch only sees his neighbors in Whoville when he runs out of food. Each year at Christmas, they disrupt his tranquil solitude with their increasingly bigger, brighter, and louder celebrations. When the Whos declare they are going to make Christmas 3 times bigger this year, the Grinch realizes there is only one way for him to gain some peace and quiet. He must steal Christmas. To do so, he decides he will pose as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, even going so far as to trap a lackadaisical misfit reindeer to pull his sleigh. And this is an animated comedy suitable for the family. Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald is rated PG-13 for sequences of fantasy action. It runs 2 hours and 14 minutes. In an effort to thwart Grindelwald's plans of raising pure-blood wizards to rule over all non-magical beings, Albus Dumbledore enlists his former student, Newt Scamander, who agrees to help, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead. Lines are drawn as love and loyalty are tested, even among the truest friends and family, in an increasingly divided world. And this is sci-fi fantasy action-adventure. Instant Family is rated PG-13 for some drug references, sexual material, language, and thematic elements. It runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. When Pete, played by Mark Wahlberg, and Ellie, played by Rose Byrne, decide to start a family, they are inspired to pursue adoption through the foster care system. They feel like wonderful, altruistic people until they suddenly have 3 wild kids in their home. Now they must learn to love and parent children who have no interest in being parented in this heartwarming comedy. Bumblebee, rated PG-13 for sci-fi action violence, runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. On the run in the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small California beach town. Charlie, played by Haley Steinfeld, on the cusp of turning 18 and trying to find her place in the world, discovers Bumblebee, battle-scarred and broken. When Charlie revives him, she quickly learns this is no ordinary yellow VW bug, and this is a sci-fi action-adventure show. And now we'll use the last 5 minutes here to take a look at a few of the plays. Measure for Measure at Raleigh Little Theater, plays Sunday, January 20th at 3 p.m., Measure for Measure contains depictions of sexual assault and may not be suitable for all audiences. Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who was arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum: give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin in one of Shakespeare's plays. This is directed by Rebecca Bloom. Tickets are $25. Students and seniors are $21. RLT's box office is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Ash in Johannesburg is at Burning Coal Theater on Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. In the late 60s and early 70s, a meteor shot across the sports world. A young African-American man named Arthur Ashe. He won the U.S. Open in 1968, becoming the first black man to win a major. In 1970, he won the Australian Open, and in 1975, wearing the whites of the All England Club, he defeated the brash Jimmy Connors to claim the Wimbledon crown. It was a little-known competition that he entered in 1973, one that took him into the heart of apartheid South Africa that saw Ashe fight and win his greatest battle, and it wasn't on the tennis court. Burning Coal has commissioned the rising young playwright Hannah Benitez to tell this little-known story for the first time. It runs an hour and 45 minutes. Tickets are $20, $20 for seniors, $15 for students or active military, and they do have a student rush where if you arrive 5 minutes before curtain time and they still have seats available, it's only $5. You can make reservations for anything but student rush by calling 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. Moving over to Durham, we've got Fiddler on the Roof at the DPAC on Saturday, January 12th at 8 p.m. It's part of the SunTrust Broadway series, one of Broadway's greatest musicals. An entirely fresh, funny, and gorgeous new production, a reason for celebration, says New York Magazine. Tony-winning director Bartlett Sher brings his fresh take on a beloved masterpiece to life, as Fiddler on a Roof begins a North American tour direct from Broadway. A wonderful cast and a lavish orchestra tell this heartwarming story of fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, and the timeless traditions that define faith and family. To love, to life. Tickets are $123, and their box office is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. And in Sanford, we have a second helping, the Church Basement Ladies sequel at Sanford's Temple Theater on Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets run $15 to $27. Their box office is 919-774-4155. That's 919-774-4155. And I've done it again, folks. I've gotten us to the end of our time here with way too much information still left, but thank you for joining me. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hopefully, one of these days, we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater.